hundreds of Milwaukee residents showed up to voice their opinions about a federal review of the Milwaukee Police Department last night.
The U.S. Department of Justice held the hearing last night as the first step in what will be a months-long review of the Milwaukee PD's policies, training strategies, and practices.
Attendees at last night's meeting voiced a number of opinions, many of them questioning whether the review will change anything. Here's Maria Hamilton speaking. Her son, Dontre Hamilton, was killed by a police officer in 2014.
Review? What is your review going to do for the people? We need help for the United States community people.
WPR's own Chuck Cormack was at that hearing. He's a reporter based in Milwaukee, and he joins us now. Chuck, welcome back.
Good afternoon.
Well, what was the tone of the hearing like last night?
Well, it was very passionate. A lot of folks there who were very upset with the police department, with days, weeks, years of mistreatment, they say, by a number of officers. And they wanted to tell their story. The hearing started a little bit late, but ran on till past 10 o'clock, which was about an hour and a half, 2 hours more than we thought it was going to last.
So, to give us a bit of context here, tell us why this hearing is happening now and who requested it.
Well, Milwaukee's police chief, Ed Flynn, requested it a few months ago after the federal government suggested it wasn't going to go after Dontre Hamilton's killer, Christopher Manny, now a retired Milwaukee police officer. Manny shot Dontre Hamilton in a city park or county park in 2014 to sort of stem some of the concern over the federal government's inaction on that front. Chief Flynn requested from the Justice Department's Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services, COPS, of course, that this collaborative review or collaborative reform initiative get underway. It's been tried in a few other U.S. cities, and here it is coming to Milwaukee.
So Chief Flynn requested specifically the collaborative review because there are different types of reviews.
That's right. One of the points last night and has been, well, actually was voiced when Flynn first requested this, that the collaborative review is seen as less of a probe than a pattern and practice investigation, which has gone on in other U.S. communities of police departments. The pattern and practice involves legal terms like a consent decree, making sure everybody is, you know, put it in writing, that there's going to be formal monitoring through the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. Collaborative review is supposed to be not mandatory, but voluntary change, although the Justice Department repeatedly said last night that it would, you know, keep track of things and keep after the police department to make some changes.
I want to get a little more of the sound of last night. Now, here's a speaker you recorded talking about the strained relationship between the Milwaukee Police Department and minority communities.
You know, one of the things you have to realize is I'm in my 70th summer, and we've been dealing with this all my life. We looked at the opportunity for some change. So in this process, we need to have transparency.
Now, Chuck, was there any response from the Milwaukee PD last night, or was this strictly a platform for people to talk up and share their experiences?
Sure. So let me identify. That was George Martin, a longtime peace activist and community activist in Milwaukee, suggesting that you know, this thing just didn't start with the Hamilton case. There have been other shootings of individuals and other police abuses over the decades that go way back. And, you know, so he is saying let's have some transparency. There was some, often some mention last night of, well, where's the police department, where's Chief Flynn? Finally, one of the Justice Department officials said, look, we asked the police department not to be there, not to have a at least uniformed presence. There were perhaps some plainclothes folks there, but who knows, to not have a uniformed presence so that the public could have a less oversight over what they said.
We're talking right now to WPR reporter Chuck Cormack, who's giving us the latest on a federal review of the Milwaukee Police Department. There was a hearing last night. A lot of citizens spoke up there. And Chuck, we talked about the different types of reviews possible. The Milwaukee Police Department is undergoing the collaborative review. There's also the pattern and practice review that other cities have had. Which other cities have undergone that sort of review?
I think there's one or two others, or several others, but the collaborative review, is the issue here now, and the justice folks said, listen, things could turn into a pattern and practice at some point, but for now it's collaborative review, and they're saying that, listen, Las Vegas went through this and has made some changes. Philadelphia has been through at least some of this and has started to make some changes, at least in reductions in officer-involved shootings, which, of course, is the most deadly interaction that we've been talking about, and they give this collaborative reform initiative a chance. But again, they're saying it could turn into something more in depth if the evidence produces that, or if there's community pressure or continued calls for that, I guess.
So starting with the collaborative, and then from there, we'll see what happens. Now, we heard the voice of Dontre Hamilton's mother. Aside from her, what particular cases came up last night?
Well, it was Deborah Jenkins, a mother of Larry Jenkins, who was shot by a police officer in 2002. Now, there were no charges in that case involving the officer, but there was that case certainly was brought forward. There were other types of things that came forward in terms of harassment, alleged harassment of citizens. A younger African-American man said, listen, I just want to come down to Water Street, go to the bars, and police keep throwing me into the paddy wagon and questioning me. I'm not doing anything wrong. I just want to enjoy, the nice parts of the city, the fun parts of the city. And there's some concern about intimidation factor. There's cases that have surfaced, of course, of Milwaukee police officers doing illegal and very invasive searches of suspects. It's all amounted to a tab well into the millions of dollars the city has had to pay. So there was also some concern last night from taxpayers saying, listen, why are we going through these controversies and paying at the back end? If we're going to pay anything, put more into prevention, put more into police community relations, and maybe save some money and certainly save a lot of pain and embarrassment.
Were there voices speaking up last night in favor of the police department and appreciative of how they had handled things in the past?
Well, there were a few. There was somewhat controversial because a few white people that were there, and there were not white people there that spoke in favor of the reform initiative as well, but there were also some that spoke in favor of the police. Controversial because they suggested, seemed to imply that all the crime was committed by African Americans, and obviously that's not the case. And the issue is really what the police, the paid servants of the taxpayer, are doing and not who's committing various types of crime. But there was some pro-police presence from folks.
Now, as I understand it, this hearing was the first step in what could be a very long investigation. What happens next?
Well, we hear that there's going to be at least one more hearing soon. There are discussions underway. I heard that the justice folks were going to be meeting with the ACLU today. I think there's some more individual meetings and looking at police policies. But there's going to be at least one more hearing soon. There was some concern about, well, let's have this hearing before the spring primary election or the spring election. There's a mayoral race. Incumbent Tom Barrett faces three challengers here. And there's some folks that are saying, let's get more of this out before we go to the ballot box. So I think some of it will take some time. There's a window of up to 18 months before this report may be done, 8 to 10 months, beginning with policy accumulation before a report. So this is going to take a while. Again, there's some skepticism as to whether this is going to really lead to change, but for now, it's what's on stage.
Chuck, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach giving us the latest on a federal review of the Milwaukee Police Department.